My name is Father Larry Richards. I am your pastor, in case you forgot, since I've been gone for 2 weeks, and that's why the microphone isn't working. But anyway, it's good to be back. And as I was on retreat and in vacation, I also gave a 3-day retreat for men out there, I focused on St. Joseph the man. And as I focused on St. Joseph the man, I talked about he was the most unselfish person there was. He was the most unselfish person there was. He gave up his whole life for Jesus and Mary. And to teach us to be the same way, Jesus learned at the knee of Joseph how to give away his life. And boy, if we only got that. And that's what Jesus is saying, first of all, in the gospel, huh? He sits there and he heals the mother-in-law of Peter. I bet you Peter was ecstatic that he did that. One of the very first miracles. Oh, yeah, heal my mother-in-law. We thought she was going to God, but you healed her. Great. But what was the very first thing she did? She served. It wasn't about her. She could have went and says, you know what? I've just been healed. Oh, I feel so much better. Let me just sit here. And because I've been sick, you know. I was going to die. And then Jesus came. First thing she did was serve. And then when the people are looking, and this is what happens often to us. Jesus, what more can you do for me? Hey, Jesus, I need to do this. I need you to do that. Jesus, help me, help me. It's all about me. Please give. Stay with me, Jesus. Come on, I need it, I need it, I need it. And what does he say? I got to go to other people, and I got to take care of them. I've been here with you. Now it's time for me to move on. And that's what we got to do. We can't be spiritually greedy. You know, spiritually greedy is, I want to go to all the masses so I can get all the indulgences, so I can get out of purgatory faster. You're probably going there longer than most. Why? Because it's all about you. Until you and I have learned, it's all about giving away our life, and it got to look like something. It got to look like service to other people. It got to. So again, if all we do is spend time in the church, there's a problem. He gave you and I the ability to help other people, so we got to be doing that daily, daily, daily. And that means we have this hope, huh? One of our biggest parishioners, he started the Bread of Life community, Gene Coble, passed away last night. I just found out about it later this afternoon. And so I'm going to offer up this Mass for him. But Gene was one of those people who gave away his life constantly for others. To give away for the Bread of Life community, to start this new community, because so many people are leaving the Catholic Church. He said, he went to the bishop, why don't we start our own charismatic community here? And they call it the Bread of Life. It was all because Gene was more concerned about others than he was about himself. And now that continues for his eternity. You know, yesterday was one of my worst days. I just got back. I was tired, exhausted. But they went and had a time for me to go for a vet, because my poor dog Mac has been limping. I get there, and of course he has cancer. Of course, maybe a couple months before he dies. This is my third time going through this, and it's harder for me. I swear I cried more when my first dog died than when my dad died. But the reality is, as it says in the first reading, we gotta be the people of hope. And hope only comes when we forget about ourselves and we start making sure that every day we're living for others. So today, let's ask good Saint Joseph to pray for all of us, that all of us live lives of service, so that we too can live a life for others as Jesus did, as Joseph did, and as we all must do. May you know God's love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.